Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Erin. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a rom-com author. I write steamy contemporary romance, and I married with three kids. I used to be a stay-at-home mom, and then I started reading and writing my own stories. It's just been kind of a fun journey to see my own ideas get published. I'm, self-published, and it's very exciting.
This is very exciting. So I got to ask you, were you a rom-com watcher back in the 90s and 2000s? And you're we miss those movies and we're getting a resurgence in books. But was that kind of a seed of inspiration? When you start writing, you're I've been reading, but rom-coms, we need to have them,
Yeah, it's funny. I'll watch one of those rom-coms, my favorites are The Proposal, Sandra Bullock, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, all those ones. And I look at the date that they were released and I'm just oh my gosh, that's 15, 20 years ago. All those ones that are classics now, it's amazing that it's been that long since we've had kind of a collection of those really good rom-com movies. So that's where my rom-com obsession started, with movies, and then kind of discovering that people were writing books about them as well. So
any rom-com, when it came for books, did you start reading after having kids, going back to reading as a way to self-care? And then you,
for sure. So I can specifically remember nursing my first child in the middle of the night, and that's when 50 Shades of Grey kind of all over the place. And so I was okay, I'm gonna read it because I have all this time where I'm sitting here and nothing else to do, in the middle of the night. And so I read 50 Shades of Grey and I was just oh wow, that's different. I hadn't read anything like that before. I'd read some Emily Giffen, where there was romance. And so that was kind of a gateway. I think it was a lot of people's gateway into realizing that those types of stories were out there. So that was a little, not really rom-com, but my first entry back into the romance genre specifically, and then it kind of took off from there.
Yeah, I too read a lot of what it was considered chick lit at the time. It was the Emily Giffen, the Jennifer Weiner, Jane Green. They're all talk about single girls in London falling in love, and I was I want to move to London and have this fabulous life. And I think 50 Shades was a good gateway into the romance genre, which is $1 billion genre,
Right. And just realizing, I was people are writing about that, that was more of an extreme case, but I was hearing about the sex and it was more explicit than that I had ever read before. And so that was kind of interesting to see that.
Yeah. All right. So we got to talk about Unexpectedly Mine. What is the elevator pitch?
So Unexpectedly Mine is about a bridal gown designer who is in Vegas for her bridal line launch. And it's kind of a perfect storm of she's there, it's her birthday, and then she discovers that her ex, who she thought she would marry, it was a long-term relationship. He is now engaged after only knowing his girlfriend for 2 months. And so it's kind of this perfect storm. So she goes out to celebrate her birthday and to celebrate these good things in her life, but she's also feeling down about her relationship status. And so she has kind of a wild night in Vegas, goes to a male review show, and finds this guy that she has a great night with, and they end up getting married. and that does not, that's not, it's not a good thing. She's, wakes up the next morning and realizes that was not something to do, but it's too late because she's kind of been found out. She posts a viral video online about being married. And so then she has this really important interview coming up with a bridal magazine editor. And she, now that information is out there, and she has to convince him to come to New York and pretend to be her husband, even though he technically is, but pretend that they're a legitimate relationship.
Oh my gosh. Are you having a marriage convenience murder in Vegas? There's
Oh,
something to be said about that aspect of it. I love it. It's really there. We see it a lot in historical romance. We see marriage convenience very easily, but in contemporary, it's a little harder to pull because it's like, why would you marry someone? But I'm like, yeah, you'll get married someone in Vegas. Like that's totally like random,
yeah, and it is kind of the cliche, like, okay, she's going out. It reminds me of the What Happens in Vegas with Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher, where she's like upset about a breakup and goes out for a wild night and things happen.
Things happen. So
Those actions.
I love this. And so let's talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read now?
So I'll read kind of anything and everything. Like it's funny, I write pretty light rom-coms, but I will read, the gamut of like dark romance and mafia romance, but I tend to stick to kind of that rom-com. What I consider, I didn't realize was kind of a subgenre, is like low angst, in the sense of like there's conflict and that keeps you reading the book, but it's very light, and it's, not necessarily miscommunication, because that can get frustrating, but it's kind of a light, like a very low angst is what I like. That's kind of what just keeps me excited to read.
Yeah, the low. I'm here for the low angst. Sorry, as someone who goes to an art therapy for.
Like I don't need other people's problems.
Yeah, like sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. Like I have the patience. Like I'm like, yeah, I don't have the patience to deal with other people's relationship. I just need you to like get together, maybe have external conflicts, maybe have things that are outside your control, and then just kind of like learn how to make deal with life. Or maybe you have anxiety, and maybe you have something else, and it just kind of like it colors your worldview. But it doesn't create this like really angsty, like, will he like me? Doesn't he like me? Blah, blah, blah. This very toxicity sometimes that
Like
we can
I'll,
dissociate.
yeah, I admit I do like to sometimes do that, but when I'm just wanting a go-to, like feel good, yeah, like to I gravitate towards the like rom-coms, but also low angst, like romance.
All right. So do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yes, so I am a huge fan of Jana Austen in general, but her book Good Girl, it's similar because it takes place in Vegas, and it has that low angst in the sense that, and it's very interesting because Jana does a good job of taking kind of an outlandish idea and like making it seem very realistic, in the sense it's a girl sells her virginity, like auctions it off, but it's not actually, yeah, like a legitimate auction because she only wants one person to buy it. And it's just such a cute story between the two, because he's kind of grumpy, he's a billionaire opening a hotel there in Vegas, and she works at the same company, and yeah, it's a really cute story, and I love how Jana makes it light, but also you get to know her characters, like they have their quirks and intricacies to them as well.
Oh my gosh, I have that book. I love her OBGYN doctor. I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. It's the one that she goes, and then she goes to the OBGYN, and it turns out he's a hero. But the point is, like, when she's about to get the test, she's like, should I wear socks? Should I not wear socks? And it's like, I will have that same anxious thought in the doctor's office. It's like, socks or no socks, you know?
There are a lot of things in her books where you're just like, oh my gosh, yes, I've totally done that. I've had those same thoughts where you're just like, what am I doing? Like, yeah.
Yeah, so awesome. Erin, tell us where you can find that line.
Well, my website's in development, but it will be www.authoraaronhawkins.com. Should be up next week. And then Instagram, Author Aaron Hawkins. And I'm also on TikTok and BookBub, Author Aaron Hawkins.
Thank you, Erin, for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.